Godsey was telling us, looking back at the first time you played the Colts, what worked so well late, that'll be more of a personnel exercise. Is that something that you look back on and can grab stuff from and use this time around?
Certainly. Going back yesterday and looking at the first time we played the Colts, I think offensively we just started out too slow. We got behind on the sticks on a couple plays. I missed a couple reads, maybe a couple mic points, and things of that nature, and that really put us behind in the first half. And then when we got into the second half, and especially into the fourth quarter, we kind of jumped into a two-minute mode almost. And, we played at the line of scrimmage. We played in a sub-personnel grouping, and we were able to catch a rhythm. And I think anytime you can catch a rhythm offensively, that's when you see points go up on the board. That's when you see first down after first down after first down. So I think the biggest key going into this second game is trying to replicate that fourth quarter, find that rhythm early in the first quarter so that we can have that success for the entire game.
Brock, in that two-minute stretch in that game against the Colts, obviously in the overtime, seemed to be a lot of no huddle, being able to run plays with tempo. Is that something you're a little more comfortable with? Would you like to see the offense maybe go in that route more often?
I'm comfortable with whatever Coach Gotsi calls. I really am. Playing in the two-minute mode, if you will, the no huddle at the line of scrimmage, that's something that I've had a small mix of, going back to high school. In college, we never huddled my last 2 years in school. And then even, in previous places, in Denver, there was modes where we wouldn't huddle. So it's something that I'm certainly very comfortable with. But at the same time, as an offense, you want to be able to change the tempo. So sometimes you want to play in 2 minutes. Sometimes you want to go as fast as you can. Where other times, maybe you want to huddle, call 2-3 plays in the huddle, make sure you're taking advantage of what the defense is doing, and work some cadence at the line of scrimmage. So I'm comfortable with whatever coach calls.
Coach Pagano was very complimentary of you in the conference call and said something along the lines of, sometimes a quarterback will get too much credit when they win and way too much credit in a loss. Is that something that you can kind of understand or feel like empathetic to that type of comment?
I understand what he's saying, because I've heard so many coaches say that exact same thing before. Whether I was the quarterback or somebody else was the quarterback, I've heard that saying, and so I understand it. But certainly anytime, whether we win or lose, and we come in and we watch that tape on Monday, there's nobody who's harder on themselves than me. I always believe that, I can play better. I'm striving for perfection every single week. And so there's nobody that's ever going to judge themselves harder than my own self. But I can certainly understand what Coach Pagano's saying.
And the two teams, obviously, since that game, you guys won a couple more games, but have gone in a different direction, losing three in a row. They've obviously gotten back into first place. Can you just touch on how important this game is, especially going to Indy, where the franchise has only won once in their history?
Yeah, this game Sunday afternoon in Indianapolis, this is the biggest game of our season. I'm viewing our season right now as a one-game season, and it's a one game that we must win. And I think our entire football team understands that. There's great urgency in this building right now, and it reflected at today's practice. No doubt about it, we understand as a team how important Sunday is, and you can expect our best effort come Sunday. Yeah, I don't think we've necessarily missed any. Now maybe have we connected on them? No, but, I think, Will's recognized the look. I've recognized the look when the defense the past couple weeks has presented it. Now, certainly we need to find a way to make those turn into completions and explosive plays down the field that hopefully lead to touchdowns. But at the end of the day, I'm going to execute to the best of my ability whatever play Coach Gotsi calls. If Will has a deep route or a go ball, a post or something like that, and he's within the progression and, the defense presents the proper coverage, I'm certainly looking to take shots. But at the same time, you have to take whatever the defense gives you And sometimes, you know, that's just trying to rack up completions with underneath throws and throwing on time. But no doubt about it, you know, Will is, you know, an extreme talent. He has great speed. We all know that. He has a vertical threat that you really can't coach. And so, you know, anytime we can stretch the field with Will, you know, we're looking to do it.
Circling back on what you told us in Green Bay, you know, we're close to exploding.
Yeah.
As you reviewed that tape, are you seeing that? Is that confirmed as you look at that? And can you kind of explain that a little bit?
Yes, that is confirmed. And it's without going into too many details, it's difficult to explain. But, you know, what I mean by that is we are, you know, football is the ultimate team sport. And we are so close to having all 11 guys being in sync on every single play. And I think to be successful in this league week in and week out, it takes all 11 guys every single play to be on the same page. And, you know, obviously we have a lot of young pieces that are contributing in big roles right now that are constantly learning week in and week out. And like I said, if we could throw up the film right here and I can have the clicker and walk you guys through, I think you would understand what I'm saying. But because of that, I have so much confidence in what we're capable of doing. Now, we need to go out there and do that and you know, make those plays and have all 11 guys be in sync. But that's what we're striving to do in practice. And I thought we got off to a great start today. I thought the energy was great. I thought the focus was really great. And like I said, we're so close to getting all 11 guys moving forward on the same page every single play. And I think when that really happens, obviously everybody's going to be able to recognize it and they're going to know what I'm talking about.
To that point, Brock, you get Jalen back today at practice, but no Braxton, obviously, was hurt in the game against Green Bay. Injuries throughout the year to different pieces of the offense. How difficult has that been into getting this team, you know, which has a new quarterback, has new pieces on the offensive line, has a new running back, has new receivers, to getting to where, like you're saying, you want to get?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it certainly plays a factor in it, but I will never use injuries as an excuse for not playing the way we should be playing as an offense. This is the National Football League. Injuries occur to every single team every single week. Every single team in the National Football League faces adversity throughout the season. You know, when it comes to adversity and injuries, to me it's all about who responds to it better. Who steps up, who is in a backup role, and now they just got put into a starting role, and who's prepared to step up and play like a starter and make an impact for their team. And so, like I said, I'll never use adversity or injuries as an excuse. To me, it's all about who's prepared to step up and fill those shoes.
Just the Colts defense. Gotsi said what they do well is they create – those negative plays that throw you off track. Is that what you're seeing? Is that what makes them effective when they're playing well?
Certainly. You know, the thing about the Colts is, you know, they like to blitz, and especially in their base package. And their blitz and their movement that they do with their defensive front and their linebackers and their safeties, you know, a lot of times it creates run-throughs, which, you know, creates tackles for loss. And now you're behind on the sticks. And obviously that's always hard to overcome, a second and long, a first and long, obviously a third and long. So I think their defensive front, linebackers and safeties do a great job doing that. And then their corners, you know, you look at, you know, Davis outside and, you know, he's not afraid to jump on a ball. He's not afraid to go for a pass breakup or an interception. So, you know, I just think their defense as a whole really understands their scheme. I think they execute their scheme very well. And, you know, they're not afraid to throw different looks at you throughout the game. I think their safeties do a tremendous job of, you know, disguising coverages and looks and whatnot. So, you know, I think Coach Pagano has just done a tremendous job coaching those guys, and those guys do a great job executing.
Thank you.
Thank you.